It's time for West Texas Roots. Today, we'll hear a continuation of our conversation with Gary Perez about the history of famous Texas landmarks and the legends that connect them.
The city of San Antonio came with its own little creation story. And these creation stories can be regional or they can be like huge. There's even a creation story involving San Angelo, Texas, and the Yucatan. That's how far the spans are, you know. And but in this story, one day there was this little sunfish swimming in the Blue Hole, an incarnate word there in San Antonio. And the double-crested cormorant, the hunter that hunts in the underwater, right? There's two types, one, those that hunt above on the surface and those that go underwater and hunt. Well, the cormorant swim down into the Blue Hole to chase this little sunfish and disturb the blue panther that was underneath. That bothered the blue panther, and the blue panther came from under the deep depths of the water and came up and roared at the water bird, scared it, and it turned around and flew back out. And of course the roar of the blue panther was so great that you couldn't tell the difference between the roar of the water splashing onto the bird and the bird holding a trail of water coming out, right? And so the water bird continues on down the San Antonio River Valley and spread those water droplets throughout the entire river valley, and that's how life began. That's the tree started growing, and the flowers started growing and blooming, and the seasons came and went, and then so it created the San Antonio River Valley all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Okay? So before human beings learned how to tell the story that way, that story played itself out in the stars, in the southern skies of San Antonio. So the little sunfish is Pisces Austrinus, the constellation of Pisces Austrinus. The water bird is the constellation of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. The San Antonio River Valley is constellation of Eridanus, the river in the sky. Okay, Yanawana, so the name of our city, Yanawana. The panther, the blue panther, is the constellation of Leo, the constellation of Leo. Okay, the star representing the blue hole is the star Fecta on the tail of Ursa Major. And all of those entities line up along the horizon, along this, from where you stand on the center, along the horizon in November, to tell that story. The coolest thing is the panther's roar is the Leonids meteor shower. So when the Leonids meteor shower is coming, when Leo's rising and the meteor shower is coming up behind the shower, you see as Leo's rising, it's coming up out of its mouth. That's the panther's roar. Now, the coolest thing in the whole world is that we know that the blue panther actually exists in the Blue Hole. Why? Well, when there were better days and when the water was coming out of the Blue Hole, there were the most optimum conditions. At winter solstice, the light that goes down into the Blue Hole, into the limestone cave, and the limestone is like beautifully white. It's not got algae going on. I mean, it's just been, it's been scoured by the harsh, hard water, and it makes it a real nice white sheen. Anyway, when you look down into the Blue Hole, the light hitting the bottom of the cave refracts back towards the surface of the water, and the face and the shape of the face of the blue panther just staring right at you.
We recorded Gary's story at Paint Rock.